Hello, my name is Anthony Pouch, and this is another edition of Pulse. Today is the 3rd of March of 2025, and the title of today's Pulse is Israel Cuts Off Aid to Gaza. Very likely this is going to result in a military conflict in the initial stage between Egypt and Israel. There is a corridor between Gaza and Egypt known as the Philadelphia Corridor. This is the gate, if you will, where humanitarian aid has been delivered through this corridor into Gaza. It is now the fasting period of Ramadan, and this is supposed to then involve a time of feast following the fasting during Ramadan, and this is now triggering a humanitarian crisis as well as a religious crisis within the area. This has the potential, because it is humanitarian, to draw in the Muslim nations of the Middle East, in particular, Iran. This may also bring in Turkey from the north, by way of Syria, to come against Israel. This may also trigger a further uprising by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and northern portion of Israel. Of course, Hamas in Gaza, and perhaps even the Houthi in Yemen. But the big issue is that Egypt, and I reported this about 4 days ago, I believe it was in one of my live streams through anthonypouch.com to our members, to our subscribers, that I reported that Egypt 4 to 5 days ago was beginning to amass some 50,000 troops, tanks, heavy equipment, etc., heading towards the Philadelphia corridor to the northern border of Egypt to the southern Gaza border. Now it appears that the Egyptian forces are well in place to strike out across the Israeli territory bordering Gaza, and initially through airstrikes striking Tel Aviv, that this is imminent. This is why I'm reporting on this right now. The Muslim nations, as I said, and in particular Iran, given its size and the size of its military and its previous engagements with Israel, Iran and these other nations view this as a humanitarian crisis, the cutting off of aid, food, water, and medicine. As of yesterday, and now let me go to one of the reports, this one from American Press International, from AP. This is an AP report that was filed yesterday, March 2nd, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Israel has cut off the entry of all food and other goods into Gaza in an echo of the siege it imposed in the earliest days of its war with Hamas. The United Nations and other humanitarian aid providers are sharply criticizing the decision and calling it a violation of international law. Israel's announcement came hours after Muslims in Gaza marked the first breaking of the fast during the holy month of Ramadan, with long tables set for collective meals snaking through the rubble of war-destroyed buildings. The sudden aid cutoff sent Palestinians hurrying to the markets. Now, I won't read the balance of all this. I think it's self-sufficient. What I'd like to focus upon is from a biblical perspective, my wife Kathleen and myself, in our live streams available through anthonypatch.com, we provide a biblical perspective on geopolitical events such as I'm reporting now, but also in science in general. So really, the only thing I want to say right now from a biblical perspective is I would recommend looking up the following chapters and verses in the Bible, because this is specific to Damascus in Syria. And I'll explain why in a moment. Jeremiah 49:27, Isaiah 17:1. And these events eventually will lead to the events of, as described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Jeremiah 49:27 and Isaiah 17:1 describe overnight Damascus will cease to be inhabitable. There is a fire kindled in the walls of Damascus. Damascus ceases to exist overnight. Now I'm paraphrasing for the sake of brevity. And then there is another conflict, which is Ezekiel 38 and 39, which will, by some accounts, by some biblical scholars, may begin some 30 days following the destruction of Damascus. So this brings in our recent announcement that we presented about 4 days ago in a live stream, that Benjamin Netanyahu has stated that from Damascus southward to the Israeli border, all of that land is now a buffer zone. It is a no man's land. It is a demilitarized zone controlled by the IDF and excluding all Syrian forces of any type, of any group. Now, Turkey, for its sake, Erdogan, has taken great exception to this declaration of a demilitarized zone, portrayed by Netanyahu to be a buffer zone between any of the groups, any of the individual groups claiming territory in Syria, as well as Turkey and Turkish forces, excluding all, and all means all, excluding everyone from the demilitarized zone. And Netanyahu went on to say that the Golan Heights is a place that people should visit, although it is very cold. It offers spectacular views and not all of that. The whole reason of bringing up the Golan Heights is that's their high ground for surveillance and command and control of this demilitarized zone, and extends with boots on the ground, Israeli IDF, all the way to the outskirts of Damascus. Putting the two together, Damascus and now the Philadelphia or Philadelphia corridor event, the cutting off of aid, this cutting off of aid, I believe, on the part of Netanyahu is purposeful for the inciting of the Muslim world to engage in warfare against Israel. Now, why would Netanyahu want to spread the war? Why would he want to escalate things? Well, he wants ultimately to have a reason to target Iran. His reasons have focused upon the fear of the development of atomic weapons, warheads on the part of Iran, their nuclear program. And I'm sure you all have heard of this before. Israel, we can put it this way, is itching for a war against Iran. And in striking Iran, drawing in the United States, Iran being a tripwire that would result in the drawing in of American U.S. forces in support of Israel. I believe this is why the aid was cut off during Ramadan, to inflame the Muslim world. And this is not just within Gaza. This is also to incite the Palestinians in Gaza, but also Palestinians that are in the West Bank, where we hear very little of that in the Western media, but there has been active warfare for a couple of months now going on in the West Bank that has escalated over the last couple of months, all part of this extermination of the Palestinian race on the part of Netanyahu. This is also meant to draw in Jordan, Egypt, as I mentioned, other Muslim countries, and provide an excuse to attack Iran, because Iran has said all along that they are in support of the Palestinian people, and they no doubt view this cutting off of aid, food, water, medical supplies to the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as a humanitarian crisis, meaning that Iran will need to come to the aid of the Palestinians, which is exactly the response that Netanyahu is trying to provoke. Now, what needs to be appreciated is, should a conflict arise between Iran and Israel, probably Israel making a preemptive strike against Iran, using whatever excuse that Netanyahu wants to conjure up, so to speak. I think Israel will strike Iran first, but if it is Iran that strikes Israel first, it really doesn't matter, except that I want you to appreciate, or I hope you will appreciate, that this will extend into Syria. When this extends to Syria, this will be a violation of the demilitarized zone that Netanyahu has declared. They will violate, Iranian forces will violate that area in conjunction with forces in Syria, the various groups, and this will also result in Turkey coming against Israel by first entering Syria and moving south towards Jerusalem, which Erdogan has said all along, that's their goal in the extension of the Ottoman Empire, is to occupy Israel. So when they say targeting Jerusalem, that's what they mean. This will also initiate Hezbollah in southern Lebanon to also move into Syria against the IDF. Turkey, Hezbollah, Iran, IDF all coming together as a focal point in Damascus is going to result in the destruction overnight, as foretold in the Bible, that it will cease to exist overnight. It will no longer be inhabitable. I believe we are on the threshold of that. The threshold defined as, should Egyptian forces come against the IDF for the purpose of providing humanitarian aid through the Philadelphia corridor, Egyptian forces opening up that corridor to deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinians, will put the Egyptians in direct conflict with the IDF, and this will trigger Iran and other Muslim countries to come to the aid of the Palestinians and come to the aid of Egypt. And this will cause in the north the simultaneous response by Turkey and Hezbollah along with Iran. It will be somewhat of a coordinated attack against the IDF in southern Syria, in Damascus. So this is heating up. We'll have to watch what the Egyptian forces do. It very well could be that Netanyahu, again, preemptively may strike the massing Egyptian army on its southern border, viewing it as an existential threat to Israel itself, thus also preventing entry into Gaza by Egyptian forces to aid the Palestinians. Remember the Six-Day War. Remember the ability for ground forces, such as tanks, armored vehicles, from both Egypt and Israel to cross very quickly the desert floor. But what needs to be appreciated is warfare has changed predominantly now to drone-based warfare. So that's just some of the armaments that I think will be employed in this conflict beyond just the typical armored columns and so forth. But I just wanted to alert you to this development, that this is a possible trigger moment. But it goes back to Netanyahu, and I want to compare Netanyahu's mindset and behavior and actions and goals to those of Zelensky. I just published a Pulse video regarding Zelensky and what I believe is an imminent coup against Zelensky in Ukraine. But looking at the two individuals, Zelensky and Netanyahu, both illegally speaking are in power, illegally because they both are engaged in war, and it is the war that provides them the opportunity to remain in power. And should either war in Ukraine or the IDF and its various fronts that it's fighting on, off and on fronts, it provides the opportunity for Netanyahu to remain in power so long as the conflicts and the perceived or declared existential threats to the Israeli people and the state of Israel, as long as that perceived threat exists in the propaganda that Netanyahu and his people put out to the Israeli population, he remains in power. And you know, he has his legal problems, he also has his health problems, etc., etc. But he remains in position as long as there's warfare. Same thing with Zelensky. They are using the excuse of warfare in order to maintain their power and achieve whatever goals are in their minds that they're trying to achieve. So I just wanted to draw that comparison for you. So I would put the two together, but I think very quickly, Ukraine is becoming, as I like to say, irrelevant, as Zelensky now is irrelevant, and I believe in the coming days, in the very near term, there is going to be a coup announced in Ukraine. And very quickly, Putin and Trump are going to reach an agreement, a peace agreement, not a ceasefire, but a peace agreement. And that will bring an end to the conflict. While at the same time in the Middle East, I believe we have this set of circumstances and events that are unfolding very rapidly that I think is a catalyst to open warfare between Israel and the Muslim nations. And again, the cautionary note is this may be the tripwire that is intended on the part of Netanyahu to draw the United States into this Middle East conflict. So the scenario kind of plays out this way, moving the attention of the U.S. military away from Ukraine and redirecting the U.S. military's attention to the Middle East. That's about it. We'll keep you posted as much as we're able to, but I wanted to alert you to what is impending right now and where you can find this in Bible prophecy. And you can see and hear a tremendous amount of information in our archives at anthonypatch.com. So please go there for more information. Thank you for your time and attention. We'll be speaking to you again very soon.